It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. COVID hospitalizations are up a bit in Colorado. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
According to the health department, the reported 7-day positivity rate dropped Monday for the first time in a week, but just a bit, to 7.62%. At the same time, hospitalizations for confirmed cases of COVID-19 went up a little for the first time after almost a week of declines, going to 924 Monday, well below what it was a month ago. With schools and indoor dining starting to reopen, and a more contagious variant in the state, Colorado is entering a key but uncertain phase of the pandemic. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
The new federal stimulus will inject more than $100 million into Colorado's transportation systems. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
CDOT will receive about $130 million. That'll fund more than a dozen road construction and maintenance projects around the state. Transit will also get a boost. RTD, the state's largest transit agency, hasn't yet learned exactly how much it'll receive, but industry experts estimate it'll be around $200 million. That could go toward restoring service and preventing layoffs. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Plans are in the works to restore one of Pueblo's old school buildings. The Keating School closed in 2009. Now it's on both national and state historic registers. Inside the building is an auditorium for 600 people. Kareen Kaler heads the nonprofit managing a redevelopment project.
It is a beautiful theater. It has original light fixtures, the original seats, and so restoring that to its glory from the 1920s would be great.
The nonprofit is buying the property from the school district. Work on the building could get started late this year. In Pueblo and along the Front Range, mostly sunny weather, but windy through this afternoon. This is CPR News.